cool, man. I know last time I, and forgive me for this, but it's been a while, but I know last time I heard him, he had just had some kind of treatments, and he was having problems talking, but yeah, I'm glad to see he is still alive and kicking. I appreciate the info there, buddy.
Like I say, the weekend, Tuesday and Thursdays here, scanning the frequencies, and currently 145.19 pretty much is the place for the late night rag shoes. They called her, if I remember how I heard them call it, the, what was it, Rowdy Round Tables, how they called it.
45.9, is there any tone on that?
145.190. Far as I know, it don't have a tone still on it. But there again, where I live, even if it did, it didn't used to have a tone. As far as I know, if it still doesn't. But I'm not in a good location to get into it other than just hear it.
I'm currently, I just switched over. I've got a TMV 78, V718. I just switched over and I'm listening to that. So, yeah, it appears there's no tone. And, yeah, late night, man, that's a lifesaver because I love talking to people late night.
Recent times, that's where most of the late rag chewing is going on at. What I'm hearing from here at my location. Like
I said, I can't get
into it reliably. I can hear it well enough, but I can't get into it. So, KI4LZI.
Cuso, KI4LZI, this is KI4MI. It won't be 73s, it won't be monitoring.
KB8YQA, KA4HOY.
You're giving your call sign again?
Going to be KA4HOY, Kilo Alpha 4, Hotel Oscar Yankee.
4, what's the last three?
OY, Hotel Oscar Yankee.
Alright. Yeah, I'm here.
Pull over on Poplar, here in Easley.
Yeah, how'd you know?
The QRZ website keeps up with everybody's current locations for the FCC and gives your web your mailing address on there.
Oh, okay. I don't know about none of that. But I believe you. Because you told me where I live, so I guess I should believe you.
Abby, you're actually right across 123 from you. I'd be more than happy to set up a time to come over and give you a hand getting the FRN number with the FCC and getting you renewed through there.
Let me look at my, I got church tomorrow, in the morning, anytime in the afternoon or Monday. I don't know if you work or not. Let me look at my schedule. See, I don't think I got anything on Monday.
You know, what works best for you? I work Monday till about 3 o'clock or so, and then I got to get my daughter from school after that, but I should be able to meet up with you early evening, 4 or 5 o'clock or so.
Okay, I got my calendar here. It's kind of messy. I had a bunch of stuff I had to cross out. Let me see now. You don't want to do it on Sunday then, probably, right?
Sunday, early afternoon, between 1 and 3 o'clock would work for me as well.
Home by noon 30, something like that. I got church at 9 o'clock, but nothing going on afterwards.
I can swing by right around 1 o'clock or so, and we can work on getting you set up. You said you had a second call sign that you wanted to get renewed as well?
But yeah.
If you can have the other call sign ready to go with whenever I get there, I'll swing by, I'll bring my laptop, and we can get hooked up to the internet and get you renewed and whatever we need to do.
Okay, what was your actual name?
It was Levi Lima Echo Victor India.
Quick with that. Just say it.
Levi L-E-V-I.
It's always easier to just say it. I don't know why, but it is Levi. Okay, and K-A-4-H-O-SOM.
There's Y.
K-A-4-H-O-Y, Levi. You got a last name?
It's Rothluber.
Oh, never mind. I don't want to guess on that.
Got a lot.
Dunkin' Yo-Yo, so that's easy to remember. Not Dunkin' Donuts, though, that's K-I-N. I'm Dunkin' Yo-Yos. And everybody my age knows the Dunkin' Yo-Yos quite well.
Familiar with them. Whenever I was younger, we had some of the newer ones. They were made of plastic, not made of wood like the original ones were, but we used to play with the Dunkin' Yo-Yos, too.
They still have them. I was looking on Amazon, and they got all different colors. They're really cool. They're Dunkin', actual, genuine Dunkin' Yo-Yos. And they're plastic, though, but they're all pretty colors. But they're the real thing.
They made those toys pretty cool back in the day. I wish some of the toys they made for the kids nowadays were along the same lines. They just seem to go with whatever's popular on TV, and the quality's not as good as it used to be either.
J-I-4-L-C-I. I was just going to point out to the one that wants to renew his license. It's on QRZ. It's also on the ARRL website as well. You can look up, put your call sign in, look it up. You can get what class license you are, the FRN number, your due date on the ARRL website. And for the one that's HOY, you won't believe this, but I know another person over around the Jenkinsville area. He's K-I-4-H-O-Y. And he has a little store in Eastley.
Well, I don't want to lie now. I don't lie. But my wife is dead. Can I still renew her license, though? Because she's a technician. And she worked really hard. She didn't know anything about electronics or radios. She's a cook. And she studied that book and passed that test on the same day I did. And I want to renew her license because I don't want nobody else to have it. Can I do that?
I'm able to answer that in the other states. Maybe he can. But I've never heard of it myself anyway.
Pay for it. And she was willing to earn it. I think she deserves it.
Oh, hey, Joe White, you know anything about it?
Not, but I will do some searching on the internet and see what I can come up with this evening. K-4-H-O-Y.
I don't want to do nothing illegal, but I don't want to. I really think she deserves it, even though she don't know nothing about it. It's just in my head. She worked really hard to get that license. She tried for general, but she didn't quite make it. And I went on to general. But we passed the technician on the same day. And she did just as good. Well, I can't say she did as good because I aced it. But she passed it. I know that. I don't know what she got.
You say she's no longer with us, correct? Deceased?
Yeah, she's gone.
Well, I know of another station who, about a year and a half ago, passed away, and another one took his call sign and turned it into a, what you call a group call sign, to be on his repeaters, to ID them. I know that's been done, but as far as the details of about that part, that's the only part I'm familiar with.
I'll find out tonight and by tomorrow. Anyway, that's just something I want to do. I'd like to do it if I can.
In that situation, you can take a solid G's call sign, work it out with the F. You can take and turn it into a group call sign or club call sign like he's done. And he's got about that person that's a solid G3 repeaters now that he used to own has his call sign identifying them. But that's as close to I'm aware of myself personally knowing about that situation. Unless HOY there knows more.
She's not going to be making any calls, that's for sure. But I don't know. Unless I call it out, check her in. I probably wouldn't even check her in because she ain't alive, but I just hate to have her lose that license because she didn't know. She knew zero about electronics and radios and things. That's all I've done since 1973 is play radios and all that. So, you know, I just hate to see her lose it.
Thank you, what? You know any more about the situation he's talking about that? What I just told him I'm familiar with when you're changing from a solid keys call sign to a call sign, say a group or club call sign, and running on three repeaters that the solid key owns, that I'm familiar with, but with any way or else, I'm not familiar unless you know anything yourself about it.
Not personally familiar with anything like that, but I'm on the ARRL website right now, and there seems to be quite a number of things in here pertaining to that that we can take a look at tomorrow. KA4HOY.
Yeah, I belong to the Greenville Club. I used to belong to it a long time ago, when they used to go to the airport and do all kinds of things. They set up radio and all that. They don't do that no more, but I still got their number, and I call them when my weather gets bad. I got a weather station in my backyard, and if something goes down in my neighborhood, I just text them. I don't call them because the phones are tied up, but I send them a text, and they take it. They want it. They said, send it to us. We'll take it.
KI4LZI5ID. Sounds like you're talking about the old Skype One program.
Yeah, they did that, and they also had the thing up in Pickens, the emergency whatever. Yeah, they had all that stuff back in those days.
We got one situation is there's a repeater up on Caesar's Head, not this one that we're on, but 147.135 with a digital tone of 311, the K9OH. As of this point in time, that's the current Skype One repeater in. Right now, that's pretty much where all the Skype One activity takes place at now.
Their number. I had their phone number. I was a Skywatch. I took the course and everything, and as a spotter, and I had the phone numbers to call, and I still call them if something's going down next to my house, and I see hail coming down. I call them up, and I text them. I don't call them. I text them. And they accept it. They say, yeah, just text us because phones are tied up anyway, and I already knew that. But I just send them a text, and they get it.
Because, you know, I'm involved with amateur radio doing right now. This here you're talking about was probably before the 147-135 was even up, but back in the days when it Sky One prior to 2010 used to be on this very repeater we're on, but since 2010 it's been on 147-135.
Michigan in 1969. I've been here since 69, so whatever I did has been since 69.
Well, see, you say since 69, there wasn't no too many even this here repeater on is about the second oldest repeater in there, and that went on there in 1973.
I'm talking a story now. It's 96. I got them backwards. I'm sorry. I'm 70 years old and I get confused sometimes. 96, not 69. 96.
Well, I can get carried away talking about the past.
Right. I enjoy listening.
See, repeater on here's how I found out about amateur radio in the beginning. I had a receiver back in Christmas of 76, and I tuned this frequency in on it, and that was when I first found out about amateur radio on this very repeater here, and I've listened on it for decades and decades before I even got my license, so, but if you say since 96, well, Sky One was here on this repeater here from 96 to 2010. Then in 2010 it shifted to what's up for the other one, the 147-135, and that's where they take the Sky One reports today that's on amateur radio anyway.
I just got me an HF mobile here. About a month ago, it just now got my antenna. We got a Moonraker ground plane, 20-foot long, just about. I put it up on, it's just 6 foot off the ground, but I put it up on the peak of my house on a tripod. I said, well, it's 6 foot off the rooftop, so it's, what's the difference? Anyway, I wanted to get it up in the air a little bit, and I didn't want it in my backyard to pick up my weather station out there, and I don't want to have to mow around it. Anyway, I think it'll work all right. It's XIEGU Mobile. It's pretty fancy. I don't know. I've been reading the book. It's pretty cool little radio.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I don't know anything about it. I know Zagu is a Chinese made radio. That's all I know about. When I first got my license back in 05, you couldn't hardly find any of these Chinese radios around back then. But since about, I guess, let's see, I've done that, probably about 2015, there's all sorts of these makes of these Chinese radios in here now.
All I know is it costs $499. It ought to be good for some.
I can't say, I just know of the word of rum, and I've never had one, so they might be, you know, I really don't know, but I'm just saying, back at that, prior to that time, you couldn't find those mics here.
Well, tube radio, one time, it burned up in a fire. I had a barn out behind my house, had electrical wire overload, and caught on fire and burned up all my radios and a whole bunch of other stuff. We just moved in. Everything was in this storage building. Killed a bunch of animals. They had all kinds of goats and turkeys and ducks and guineas and chickens and all kinds of stuff. I don't know. It's a mess anyway. But I want to talk. Yeah, the radio got burned up. That made me sad, too. But it's a pretty cool old radio. It did everything I wanted it to do. It was an all-tube radio.
Kelsey, I've ID. What kind of tube radio was it? I know a certain website where they got all kinds of YouTube radio. They call it RadioBoulevard.com.
Yeah, well, I'm 70, but I ain't my excuse. My excuse is I got a bad memory. Well, actually, I actually got a photographic memory. I remember stuff when I was a little kid sitting on the floor, and I pulled the Christmas tree over on myself. I can visualize myself doing it. It's like I'm outside of my body. I can see them pulling that tree over on top of me. But, I don't know. My memories are kind of weird. It's my short-term memory. It gets put away somewhere. And it's still stored in my brain. It's just I can't come up with it right away. I can't remember people's names or call signs and stuff like that. But, I know voices. I know a voice. I don't forget voices. I know I'm real good at voices. I hear somebody go, "Hey, you, I know you."
Line 3.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm just sitting here playing FT8 and on HF, and I'm monitoring. You guys carry on. This guy for him, right?
HOY, you still there?
Yes, sir, but I think I'm going to step out. My wife's in bed, and the dog's ready to go outside. Appreciate talking to you guys. And, Duncan, I will reach out to you tomorrow on 146-010 and let you know when I'm headed in your direction. 73s, gentlemen.
Okay, Levi, KA4HOY. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Then see you then, too. KBYQA, Duncan.
HAY, we'll catch you later, brother. Take care. This is Cav for MRA.
Yeah, other than KIVOR HOY, you're the second HOY I was aware of. Because for the longest time, the other one was the only one I knew. KIVOR LZI. Well, I'm not as computer literate as some are myself. I can get online, find what I want to find, and that's about it. But there's a certain website on there that has, from all the way in the very beginning of radio, up to the end of the tube type age, called Radio Boulevard, RadioBoulevard.com. You can go there and find about any kind of tube-type radio imaginable, whether it's amateur, military, broadcast, it's there.
2 Radio, this is KIVOR MRA, ain't nothing like it.
Well, don't, as you said, that was old stuff, the oldest thing I got. Something my great aunt had, old 1940 several tone receiver. It receives the medium wave AM broadcast band and HF AM phone from 6 to 18 megahertz. That's really the only tube set I got. Boy, I done forgot the other ones that had the short memory. Go ahead and pick it up. I forgot your name and your call sign.
Talking about
a while ago, you did. I sometimes have those moments, too.
KBYQA, Duncan. I don't know if that's who you meant, but you didn't really say, so I wasn't sure who you were talking about.
You're Duncan. You know how many Duncans in this area is on amateur radio? You're one. There's one in Asheville, and there's one down there in Anderson. And if I don't keep call signs right, that's 3 Duncans I know. Go ahead and pick it up.
Iceland, he's the guy that's on the thing here on the radio. Yeah, I got me a little 80-watt mobile here. It's a Yaesu FT2980 here, it says on top. It's a nice little mobile. I'm going to put it in my car. I got a mobile and a a 10. Actually, it's got 2. It's got UHF and it's got 12 meter. And I got it off of eBay. And it don't work. It needs a microphone. I just gotta get a microphone put on there. I got a microphone, but the one they sent with it didn't work on it. I don't know why. But then I got HF radio. It's a pretty nice one. Basically, it's got everything that you wanted to do. It's an older one, but it didn't come with the cord. All I need is a 12 volt. And I gotta take the back off and hardwire me a wire in. I gotta get me a solder iron. I had one, but I don't know where it is now. And then I'll have base station. I can put these mobiles in my car if I want. But I got that Moonraker stuck up on my roof, and I got a dual band another ground plane that's up on top of my TV antenna. Anyway, I don't have cable. Well, I do kind of, I got internet cable, but I don't have, they're all cable. Anyhow, I'm going to quit talking because I talk too much.
Hey, buddy, this is KF4MI. If you ever need any help with that, let me know. Look me up on QRZ, send me an email, and I'll be happy to send you my mobile number, and we'll help you out. This is KF4MI.
Microphone, but you plug it in, it don't do nothing. So anyway, I just dig all that out, bury it. I got a good deal on everything, but it's, you know, eBay, they're like that. They sell you whatever they want, just get rid of it. And he sent me a cable, big nice cable, DC cable for power hookup. But it didn't have the plug that went on the end, plugged into the radio, and I checked with the company, and it's an older radio, and they don't make the plug no more even, so I'm going to have to go inside and hardwire it in there.
Hey, copy that, yeah. Look me up on QRZ, send me an email, let me know what radio you got, and I'll be willing to help you if you can.
I'm an electronic engineer. And I could do it if I wanted to. I'm 7 years old. I'm retired. I don't want to do nothing no more. But anyway, I don't want to say that. I like to do a lot of things. But, electromechanical engineer. Is this mechanical, electronical? I don't think there's anything else left. But if it's any of that kind of stuff, except for brain surgery, although you can go on YouTube and learn how to do that. But other than that, yeah, I do electronics and plumbing and building, and I'm a handyman, let me put it that way.
Y'all go ahead and carry on. I'm going to go back just to monitoring for now. Some of the rest of y'all, so KI4LZI, just to monitor.
KI4LZI, this is KI4MI. Buddy, we're going to say 73s to you, but if you need any help, look me up at QRZ. I'm up here right around Duncan area. If I can help you in any way, brother, I'll be happy to help you out.
I said, but I don't know, what do I call on QRZ? QRZ's a website.
Yeah, that's correct. QRZ is a website. If you look me up, Kilo India 4, Mike Radio Alpha. You can get me on email and then we can exchange numbers. Then I can help you out. There's no issues there, brother.
India 4. I put an E at first. Cause Indian song. KI4. Then what?
KI4, Mike Radio Alpha. Mike Radio Alpha. How copy?
And your name is what?
Fred. Frank Radio Echo Delta.
Yeah, I know how to use QRZ. I play on that sometimes. Every now and then, go on their website. Yep. Okay, yeah, I'll get back with you. I listen more. That's probably why you haven't heard me before, but I'm a talking fool. They used to think I was schizophrenic and I didn't talk to nobody, but I'm not on any medications of any kind anymore. And I found out that the medication was causing me more trouble than it was good and make me worse. So I told the doctors, man, I got to go. I said, I'm sorry, but they were putting a shot in my arm, and it lasted a whole month. And it wore off after 3 weeks anyway, so I still had to take pills. And I just said, I ain't going to take none of this stuff. I'm going to put myself in the hands of God. The Almighty God is going to take care of me. And I quit taking all my medication. I don't take nothing. And I don't get sick. And I don't have no so-called schizophrenia. It's a chemical imbalance in your brain. It's not really a disease. It's a chemical imbalance. But that's what all mental illnesses are, there's chemical imbalances in your brain. And my brain's just fine right now, as you can probably tell. I'm a talking fool now.
You are a talking fool, sorry. I've got the giggle on top. But, yeah, wake me up over there, brother. And I'll help you any way I can. And offer you any knowledge I may have or may not have. You know, I've been doing this for about 17 years now. So hit me up, yeah?
Okay, Frank. We'll talk to you later, man. I'm out here all the time. I listen all the time. I just don't talk. I just sit back and listen because I like to listen. But you don't want to get me started because this is what happens.
I'm one of those. I listen. I've got some weird work hours, so you know what, man? Anytime I'm on here, you can hit me up, this guy for him, right?
Okay, well, I might see if you belong to the Greenville Club, because I belong to the Greenville Club. I haven't been there in the last couple months, but yeah, I'm going Monday, coming up. I think it's Monday. I got it wrote down in my calendar anyway.
But I can't make the meetings with work and everything else. I can't make the meetings for the club or the Greenville Club, so this guy for me, right?
It's in the daytime, man. You can go. What kind of dog is that? It's at 7 o'clock at night. And ain't nobody working at 7 o'clock at night unless you work a second shift.
Fortunately, brother, I work from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. So, yeah, attending that on Monday or Tuesday is unfortunate for me. I can't make it.
Okay, well, I woke up at 2 o'clock last night, and I jumped out of bed, fell down, hurt my rib because I didn't know what I was doing. I woke up, and I wasn't awake. Yeah, hit the nightstand, put a big bruise on my rib. Wow, that hurt. But I won't do it again, I promise that. I'll get out of bed nice and slow from now on. But yeah, I've been up since 2 o'clock last night, and I'm wide awake, as you can tell. I'm a talking fool. And anyway, that's the way it goes. So, okay, we'll talk to you some other time, though. And that's the problem.
The brass meeting is, unless there's a change for some reason or other, is always the first Monday of the month. First Monday of the month. KI4LZI, want to go back to listening.
KI4LZI, yeah, I copy you. Yeah, it's one of those, every 60 days we swap from working Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then 60 days later we work from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So yeah, it's one of those weird things where I've got a weird work schedule, and if you catch me on here, it's usually I'd say 10 o'clock in the morning till about 10:45 in the morning, and then after that, yeah, I'm pretty much done, because when I leave work, it's late and there's nobody on here.
When you're retired, you she can do what you want when you want. I stayed up 4 days straight one day. Yeah, it seemed like a day. Didn't seem like much more. 4 days long I stayed up, and finally said, I'm going to bed for sure. And I did. But, I don't know. It just depends on how I feel, you know. Sometimes I stay up all night, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I usually try to go to bed by 12, and I usually make it by 2, and I usually get up at 4 or 5. But, anyway, it's a long story.
Hey, yeah, same here. I'm usually in bed by about 3 a.m., and then I get up at 9 a.m. The following morning and head into work.
That's what I did mostly was I get up 5 o'clock, I go to work at 6, work in Greenville, had to be there by 7, and I always had to be on time because that's where I am. The young kids nowadays, they don't even show up until 15, 20 minutes later with a cell phone in their hand, and you know how it is. But anyway, I ain't going to bad mouth them because they're still good boys. They don't mean bad. They just don't know no better. But anyway, I'd be there 7 till 5, and every day, 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, sometimes 7, but usually not, usually just 6, and that's where I worked for about 15 years, fixing CNC machines. I had a whole factory with 26 CNC machines, and that's what I did. Plus, I changed toilet paper, too, if I needed it. But that was only on a hard day. Because they had a crew that did that kind of thing. But if you're out of toilet paper, you got to put it in. So I put it in anyway, even though it wasn't my job. But you got to do it if you got to do it.
Dad, I know how these young guys can be these days. I've got a couple on my shift, and they're not very reliable. I will say that. But everything you say, brother, 100% copy.
Trouble. You come in late and you get chewed out. But they come in 15, 20 minutes, half hour late every day. It's like it's normal. They just say, hi, about time you got here. That's about the worst it gets. So you finally made it, huh? And they just let them go on. But if I come in 10 minutes late, you're coming in late.
100%. Yeah, I know. Sorry. They come in late. Doesn't matter. We've got a contract with the MAU, and you know, they come in 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes late. It's like, okay, yeah, okay. I come in 15, 20 minutes late, cause it's like, hey, what's wrong with you? Why are you coming? Yeah, I know.
I already talk about them no more. Yeah, I did. I shouldn't say that, because I just did. But anyway, I usually don't, because I don't want to talk about them, because it's depressing. Poor people. I worry about them because I think they aren't going to make it into the new society on the new earth after Armageddon comes because they ain't doing right. You got to love God and you got to love your neighbor like you love yourself. And if you don't do that, you're dead.
Sorry, Clay. Yeah. Anyway, we'll be on the side. We'll be listening. I'm running a little HF FTA, and right now I'm in the pilot, so we'll be CAF4MA. We'll be listening.
Well, I think I've caused enough Bible talk. I'm going to go read my own now. I gotta read. I'm a Jehovah's Witness. I've been for 30-some years, and I got to go read my Watchtower for tomorrow's meeting. And I'm going to go sit in my sauna. I got an infrared sauna. I'm gonna sit in there and read my magazine for the meet. And anyhow, yeah, I gotta do that anyway, so I'll be ready for tomorrow's meet. And I was gonna say something else, but I forgot what it was. Told you I forget things. Yeah. That's what happens. I got too many things going on in my brain at one time, and I'll be thinking one thing, and I'll say another, and then I forgot what I was thinking about. That's my problem.
Yeah, copy that. KI4LZI, this is KI4 May. We'll be sitting on the side. We'll be monitoring the repeater. I'm doing a little HF work now. This is KI4MI. We'll be sitting on the side.
See, now it came back to me. See, I told you I got a good memory. It's just, it got a delay on sometimes. I got up at 6 o'clock. Well, I got up at 2 o'clock, really. I stayed up because I didn't know it was 2 o'clock. I just woke up. I was wide awake. I said, it must be time to get up. I fell down and hurt myself. But I got up because I was kind of mad and hurt. But anyway, I'm still talking. Well, anyway, you probably are too when I keep, but it's catchy. I can't help it. You can't either. Anyway, I went to the gym at 6 o'clock. I can't say where because so they're next to Sam's. I can say that. I just can't say the name of it because you're not supposed to. But anyway, I don't think. Maybe Sam. Anyhow, went there at 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock and did my lower body. And then I had to go meet a guy to fix my hot water heater because he put it in. That's a whole nother story now. But anyway, forget that one. I'll tell you if you really want to know. It's pretty good. It's interesting. But I'd get you. Anyhow, went back, did upper body from 3 o'clock on up till 6 o'clock. Watched the football game in. And Kansas City won, yay. And that's it. And I came home for dinner. And that's the way it goes. Okay, I'm gonna go on the side too. I gotta go down there and read my magazine and sit in the sun. My muscles are wore out. That's what I was saying. I work out all day, so I gotta rest now for a day or two because I wore myself out. Keep your life way out.